KI5, VP, you listening?
YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring.
KI5, DCE, portable listening. KI5, DCE, listening.
And WAYRC.
Yeah, station coming back to me, go ahead.
WHYRC, coming back. How you doing?
Not too bad there. Yeah, I was right up against Meyer there with that thick brick side of that building there, so I didn't quite copy the first time there, thick defense in there. Yeah, the name here is Al. Yeah, I'm on a little portable in my car, kind of Nintendo hooked up to it, but this antenna isn't the greatest, that's for sure. But the wife got it for me, so I gotta pretend it's good for a while anyway. LOL. I don't know why I said LOL, I'm so used to catching it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that a while back, and hey, you gotta use it until it's time for an upgrade. And honey, it's time for an upgrade, so it's bigger and better. Well, the receive side right now for Lapeer is down, so you're a little scratchy, but not bad. Can you hear it okay then?
Yeah, it's bouncing in and out a little bit, but I'm trying to get away from this big building here. It's right in between you and I, me and the repeater there, so once I get clear, it should be all right. But it's just a quarter wave. I'd like to get a 5/8 wave there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a 5/8, can't tell you the name of it, 5/8 diamond mag mount, pretty good size mag mount on the bottom. I have no problem doing 80 mile an hour on the expressway and staying on it, so on a pickup, so does a pretty good job. Yeah, the receiver is at my house right now, one of them, and the repeater's north of Lapeer, so you're not doing too bad for a quarter wave.
Yeah, here. I'm one of those blue fangs because I'm so dumb. I haven't been on the air in so long that I can't figure out how to get my Yaesu to put the proper frequency there to bring up the different repeaters. I can figure out how to get it on the display, but then when I go to set it, I'm just not having any luck.
You'll find that YouTube is your friend, and just go there and they'll run you through it. I use YouTube for a lot. Stuff that I have known for years, and it's like, oh, wait a minute. I'll refresh my brain. So, yeah, real good. My name here is Mike, WHYRC.
Yeah, I'm really having a hard time on this receiver. Can you go to the 2-4?
2-4 what?
Yeah, like I said, I'm barely catching you up there. I'm going to jump to the 2-4 if you're there, okay? If you're not, you have a great day. KI5-VCD listening.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the 2-4 is, what you're referring to. The repeater, 146-24, 147-24.
Yeah, the 147-24 there, go ahead.
Hey, I think I got in here. I'll take a peek here. W8YRC.
KI5BC.
KE8ZHL monitoring anyone out there? KE8ZHL monitoring anyone out there? KE8ZHL monitoring anyone out there? KE8ZHL 73 clear. Hey man, you got your ears on?
It's
KE8 or EHL.
Fresh radio.
You out there?
I said I had to grab the fresh radio. The other one had a flat battery.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, we're just coming back from breakfast. One might say brunch.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, it was good, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but had a couple of asthma attacks this morning.
Hey, what's the weather like there? Is it raining?
It's a coopity.
Yeah, it looks nasty out here. We're going to do some cleaning and move some stuff around, and then because we're in transition, you know, and then we got that open mic tonight, and it's all good.
Where's that one going to be at?
Can you repeat that?
There's, where are you doing open mic at?
Montrose. I think we have 5 performers, that includes me.
That'd probably be a pretty good gig.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Hey, they tell you when your antenna parts are going to show up?
No, I haven't received anything, but I definitely will let you know. We'll get those other ones fixed. Now, you know,
I got the full charge on it.
If you use one of those
later on yesterday and
phasing coils,
hooked it up to the charger.
And it's not tuned to the other one that's on your antenna.
It took a while.
Antenna.
I said it was at 100% when I took it
the
out there. But
or the bottom.
It took it a while to get the red light to turn off on the charger.
You didn't hear what I said, but if we use that phasing coil that I bought, it's not tuned to the top one and the base of your antenna,
it ain't gonna work.
Exactly.
So there might be a chance that this ain't gonna help you out at all.
Of course. I gotta find out how to run the other tests with this meter, but we'll be able to figure out whether or not they'll work, and we won't even have to throw them in line to, you know, on the antenna to check them.
That's correct. I was thinking about that today. I'm thinking, well, if he said, you know, you can't mix and match, and if this is different than that one, and we'd have to get some type of I can't remember what he said. Capacitor. It might not work.
Exactly. That top piece is really easily testable. The bottom, where it screws into the antenna, the magnet mount, that's not as easy as the other two to test. And then that big antenna I got up here, the 7900, that's got three of those above that base at the bottom.
Three of them?
Yeah, it's 50% taller than the other little guys that we're running.
Wow. I'll bet you if I got a 7900, I would probably have to get that magnetic base that you got.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of wind load. Yep. It'd be neat to try those simplex. The problem is I don't have as much power as you with this current setup that I'm running. I've got an amplifier that would take care of that issue, but these Chinese radios don't have as sensitive or as selective of receives as the ICOM that you've got in your truck.
Well, I can tell you right now, I love this ICOM here. This is I got the 5100 here in the truck right now, and then that the other one, 2730A, is in the bedroom.
I'd have a hard time letting that thing sit out there and in the cold truck. I'd be worried that it missed me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to let it set in the cold because it's easy just to unhook the power and unhook that antenna and just lift it off the tray there and take it in the house.
Yeah, I put these disposable radios in the vehicles, you know. It's, they don't have as much power out, but, you know, you only got a 3 dB loss going from 50 down to 25, so that's not much when you're working local VHF, UHF stuff. KVHL always.
KVHL, I think what we need to do is get this Bay City program in this radio, and I don't know how to do it, so.
I'll get the model number, and then I'll cut and paste the programming. I thought that thing was already programmed, but when I rifled through there, and I'll pull that programming first, just in case there's something I missed. But when I rifled through it, on that side, that half of the radio, that programming, there was not much there. I don't know that. The other VFO, that might be loaded right up full of memory stuff.
I have the data cable for it too, so we're all set there.
Yep, me too.
But yeah, I kind of like to get that program. I think there's some other ones around me that's not even programmed in here. I'm not sure, but I think there is.
Well, there's tons of them. I should go in and see what Diane wants to do for I can't say breakfast foods and cereals. Cereal is what you got home, but see what she wants to do for lunch.
Yeah, that's you should do that, bro. We're gonna move some stuff around here. We're just turning down the road, and we're gonna move some of my RC stuff out of that room, and I can put my guitars up in there. I ain't got but a couple.
Right, yeah. Ton of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
I hope it quits raining for a little bit. I've got some stuff to do outside up here. We might go down and stay at my place tonight.
Well, why don't you pick up that that putty knife outside that door? It's driving me crazy.
Mic rubbing up on your phone driving me crazy. But driving me crazy is a short trip anyways.
Oh boy, yeah, that's true. It don't take much, does it?
No, it's a short trip. She's got just a little bit of leaves here, that's it, but they're all wet, so she's not going to mess with those today. She's fanatical about her yard, which is good. I mean, mine looks like Fred Sanford just moved in.
There you go.
Is that the house?
Repeat.
But are you guys at your house?
That's the copy, yeah. We just pulled up. We just rolled up into it.
And I'm going to cut you loose. I'm going to go see what she wants to do for lunch. We might even go somewhere. Who knows? Let's see what's going on. If I'm going down there, I want to go fairly early because I want to wash all my bedding because Rick was sleeping in my bed for a couple days there. But I'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, this is KB8OOE.
KB8-73 clear.
WDACRQ testing in and out up near Alabaster. WDACRQ testing in and out. Thanks.
Anyone on frequency for a radio check? This is Kilo Lake, Zulu Alpha Golf. Anyone around for a radio check? Come now. Kilo Lake, Zulu Alpha Golf. Anyone near for a radio check? Come now. Golf, looking for a radio check. Come now. Nothing here. KCAG is clear.
This is Station November 8, Uniform Officer, NACUO. Station looking for a radio check. NACUO clear.
KB8OLE. mobile.